Come on, Jersey. Gotta go. Travel down the long stairway. I have a deep desire to be a theater actress. And when I go to a concert, I wish I was continued my piano lessons when I was a kid, you know, stuff like that. But I'm pretty happy with things anyway. I was born in Winnipeg. I've lived elsewhere. 12 years of my life, but most of my life I'm Winnipegger. I've been on my own a long time, and it's not easy. It's hard. You feel lonely, and you have to really work at being busy, taking on things, and being involved. It seems you have to be a little more self-disciplined, I think, when you're alone. I started to become a bit of a recluse. It was awful. I read books all day long, watched TV. I had to force myself sometimes. Oh, I'm just going to get all cleaned up and go out, you know. I just got sort of in a funk like that. And it was just time to get out of that. And so I was looking on Meetup Winnipeg online. And it's just a site that gets people together, like artists or cyclists or whatever group you want to belong to. And I saw retirement options for women. So I went to the meeting, and Bev was running the meeting. So I went to two or three. We were considering building a place somewhere, talking about spaces and prices. And I wasn't too keen on putting my money into something I didn't see yet. It's just me, you know. So then after a few meetings, she said that she had decided to change her house back into it had been a bed and breakfast, so she was hoping to set up a co-op for women here, and gave us the address. And that night I drove by the house and I said, I'm in. That's it. I'm in. I got my house listed. And it sold in 3 days. And I hadn't even phoned here yet to find out if there was a spot. And there was, thankfully. And 2 or 3 months later, I was here. Yeah. Sold everything off. Sold the farm. Yeah.
What do you mean you sold the farm?
Well, I felt like it was... Well, it was paid for. And being a single mom, I was pretty proud of myself that I had a good home for my son, and now it's going to be gone, you know? A little hard.
Is it emotional to think about the house?
No, I don't know why I'm crying. The area is so beautiful. I knew I could walk my dog and enjoy that. And once I don't drive, the bus is really good around here. You know, I just think that the fact that, you know, you're going to care for one another and make it easier for them. I put my mother into a nursing home, and I wasn't happy about that, but it was necessary. And I didn't want it to be necessary for me. I didn't want to, you know, end up there. It's the intention of our home. It's an intentional community to become a family and look after one another. There's just so many things we've done together. We've learned from one another. I've been at things I never would have gone to, never would have gone to some of the things we've done, and I'm so glad I did and will. And it's kind of coming alive. I've come alive more moving in here. When you walk in the door, you're going to be greeted, for the most part. And that is so nice. That's such a change from going home all the time, day in and day out. You might have a dog that greets you, but it's not the same as someone saying, hey, how'd it go at such and such today? Or, you know, I didn't know you were coming home so early. Whatever was said, it's you belong to each other's lives, and You make each other's lives richer. You look forward to the dinners that might be ready for when you come home. Or we plan once a month. We always plan some sort of we call it a salon. So there's the build-up, you know, the getting ready and working together at that. You know, can you get this? Can you help me with that? It's the working together that gives it more, you know, gives life more meaning.